Hello, it's James Maduka in the Start Marketing Online course, and we're talking about niches or niches and business themes and building your business online, all of that great stuff. And this session is something that's kind of neat because I've talked about using some tools and to find the needle in the haystack, as it were. So you don't want to go and, you're looking for all these niche markets. There's some ways that you can find them and use some tools instead of having to do a whole bunch of hard work. And one of the ones I'm going to show you today is the Overture search engine. Now, the reason I'm going to show you Overture, there's a couple screen captures in this particular course. One on sort of the one side of the coin, we're looking on the other side of the coin, and what we're talking about now is we're going to find out, you know, is there really a market there? Let's see who's advertising, because if there's people advertising, what does that tell you? If there are people spending money in a market, what does that tell you? It tells you that it, to some extent, it validates the fact that there's a market. Not that people are searching for it, but remember, we want profitable ones, profitable niches, a profitable business. So if we can find markets that people are advertising in, that tells you that if we have both sides, we have people looking and people providing, that means that we've got a valid market. Now, the problem is that if we've got people providing goods and services, we're going to find out how competitive it is as well. That's another session. So in this case, what we're going to do is we're going to go to Overture.com. You can see if you just type in www.overture.com, it'll actually forward itself to there, but it's www.overture.com. And Overture, again, is a pay-per-click search engine. What we're going to do is I'm just going to type in here, let's do one, Atkins diet, because we used that one earlier. I'm going to type in Atkins diet. And what happens is, now, I actually went in a little bit earlier and did a little bit of homework. What normally might happen is you may get a screen that says, can you please add a security code? And the reason they do that is they don't want software scripts and engines going and doing searches on the Overture database all the time. They want to limit it, so they make a human put in a 4-digit code. So if you get asked for a 4-digit code, just enter it in, and then for a set period of time, you'll be able to do some searches. And I've logged back in on the same machine in the set amount of time that allows me not to have to fill in that form again. So if you get a form, don't worry about it. Just put in the four letters or the letters and digits that are shown on the screen into the little box, hit enter, and you'll get brought to this page where you can actually see your result. And in this case, what I'm going to do, it gives you the listing, all of these listings. And remember, Overture is a pay-per-click search engine. So what that means is that the advertisers have paid to be here. They've paid to be here. But what's most important is this little button in the right-hand side where it says View Advertisers Max Bids. And what this means is when an advertiser goes to the site, what they do is they actually put their listing in and they say, I'm willing to pay this amount as a maximum. So let's see what people are willing to pay. Here's an ad. See where it says Atkins at Home Fresh Food Delivery. And it says sponsored listing right there. Now, if we scroll down slowly a little bit, you'll see that all of these are sponsored listings. So let's take a look up and see what's going on. View advertisers max bid. I'm going to do a left mouse click on that. Brings up another window. And look, here we go. Here's that listing again. Type in the search term. This is actually the one I made a mistake. This comes up now. So I'm going to do, see, it's got TKDG, which is the code that is showing me this time. And I'm going to do search. And now what it's doing is it's saying, hey, this is what someone's willing to pay. I'm just going to open the screen a little bit more. This one ad, see this one ad right here? Atkins Fresh Home Food Delivery. There's the same ad, but look what they're paying. Anytime someone clicks on that, they're paying 93 cents, almost a dollar. Now let's take a look at the second one. 93 cents. The third one, 50 cents. Now, the interesting thing about Overture is the top three bids, so the top three that are put in here, let me just move this down, the top three, these listings, these ones are important because they show up on other search engines that use the Overture search results. So there's a number of other search engines that actually take these top three listings, and when you type in a search on another search engine, if you want all the details on this, you can go to my other course, Get Ranked First on Google, which goes over this. But just understand that these top three rankings are important because these top three show up on other search engines. And in this case, let's take a look what happens here. We've got number three is 50 cents. So this person is doing a great thing because they're saving themselves. They don't have to bid another 43 cents to be up with these ones. They're always in the top three. So they're saving themselves almost 50 cents a listing. The next one, 49, 35. You can see they drop down. So take a look at yours and see what's up there. Now, let's go in and just see if we do Atkins, what happens. I'm going to do search. Now look at this one. It's the same company, same ones. $1, $1, 65 cents, Atkin products, 46 cents down. Do you understand what's happening here? These people are willing to pay that much money. So what does that tell you? If someone's willing to pay that much money, are they think they're doing it out of the goodness of their heart or because they're getting enough business to pay for these ads? I'll go through some ratios with you after, sort of a track to run on to let you know how much is too much and how much is too little. So in this case, go around and play in there and pick some terms around your market. So let's say, for example, here's an easy one. Let's do golf is one. It's an easy one. People choose golf because there tends to be affluent people that are playing it, and there's lots of different niche areas that allow you to create a theme around it. So let's look at golf. We do a search on golf. What do we got here? National Hole-in-One Association, 88 cents, 85 cents. Free golf ticket, 83 cents, 81 cents. So there's some people spending almost a dollar a click there. Let's see some other wanky ones. Let's look at mortgage. Financial ones are always funny because look at this. This one kills me. Avis Mortgage Home Mortgage Loans, $11.03. You can tell these people have no idea what they're doing because of the bids. Here's someone, I get a kick out of this. Here's someone who's paying $6 more than they need to. Because all they need to be number one is $5.47. But what did they do? They bid $11.03. So if I was going to click on that now, that would cost them $11. I could click on it three times and it would cost them $31. Do you get the picture? They're willing to pay that much for a single visitor. Here's Ditech, who have TV ads on all the time. Lending expert. Okay. Lending bankers, $5.45. That's a really, really, really high price. So let's look under credit card. 376, 376, 340, 338. Let's try one other one. I'm just showing these as an example. I'll go through the ratios after, but play around and you'd be surprised at what people are actually paying. Now here's someone else that's paying an extra dollar debt reduction, $8, $7, $7. Now here's one, let's try this one. Now I have a product called MSN Messenger Safety, or a Parent's Guide to Instant Messaging. Let's see what kids are doing for child safety. Hey, safeguard your child now. $5, $1, $1, 87 cents. So child safety, there's people paying about $1. Let's do another one. My neighbors are always big on, they've got Dachshunds, but I don't know how to spell Dachshunds properly. Let's do dog training. Now, pet training is kind of neat because pet training, there's a whole theme around there. Become a certified dog trainer. There's one. $1.65, $1.39, $1.38, 82 cents. All sorts of playful pups, 81 cents. Train your dog without ever touching him. Okay. So there's some people that are already in this market, but I'm just showing you. The only reason I'm showing you this is that you see how much people are paying for ads. Again, anytime this gets clicked, they get billed that amount. So watch the little whiteboard session that I've included here on this same page, and you'll find out sort of where the sweet spot is for us as a marketer. What's not enough? So you want to find ones that, for example, you want to find ones like if it's people are bidding 10 cents, 10 cents, 10 cents. Do you think there's a real market there? No, not at all. But on the other hand, if they're bidding $8, $8, $8, do you think it might be too competitive or there might be too many advertisers in there? Yeah, so we want to find a spot in the middle. So I'll go over some of those ratios in a whiteboard session just so that you see them. And your goal, obviously, is to take a look at your search terms or those niches that you've been kind of looking for, and you can narrow them down pretty quickly, because if there's too expensive, you get rid of them, and if they're not expensive enough, you get rid of them. Okay, so this is a great tool to find out how much of a market the niche that you've kind of looked at can turn into. This is James Maduk speaking, back again with another quick session.